The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
You said that you came to Jesus because you saw him in me, and you didn't seem like you knew him like that.
That's right. I knew everything. I was taught everything they were supposed to do that was right and to be good. I didn't want to be bad. I was afraid God wouldn't get me, you know. I just had no desire to do wrong. And so I thought that was the extent of it until I met you.
Hear the beginning of James and Betty's kingdom impact and their continued legacy next.
Well, this is kind of an unusual week of television, I can promise you. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I welcome you to Life Today. I'm going to explain to you the journey that we're on now. I told all of you who watched the last program that I have been preaching for 64 years, married to Betty 62, and we have been together since we started dating, and she had no idea I'd be called to preach. Certainly had no idea I'd go preach and then be preaching in hundreds of citywide crusades every year, literally. It was amazing that God could take me so many places. I'd preach 30 to 40 eight-day crusades, and that's 250 to 300 days a year on the road, plus I'm speaking in all their civic clubs and speaking in all the junior highs and high schools that would invite me, and sometimes they'd turn the whole district out and put them in the football stadium because they liked what I was sharing with the young people. It challenged them, and it helped them to think straighter and live straighter and walk straighter. So I'm grateful for that. But then God sent us overseas, and he literally sent us to the third world. And we have been doing that now faithfully for over 30 years, and we can only do what we do with the help of people like you. I don't know if you've ever helped us, but I want to let you know that right now, we believe we're looking at the opportunity to see the greatest move of God perhaps in history. We believe that what Jesus prayed for in John 17, that we would be one in relationship with the Father like he is. That's personal relationship, Betty. Mm-hmm. You were a church member and didn't have that.
That's right.
I was christened Episcopal and didn't have that. You were a Baptist Sunday school teacher and didn't have it. And we met Jesus. You said that you came to Jesus because you saw him in me. Yes, and you didn't seem like you knew him like that.
That's right. I knew everything. I was taught everything they were supposed to do that was right and to be good. I didn't want to be bad. I was afraid God wouldn't get me, you know. I just had no desire to do wrong. And so I thought that was the extent of it until I met you and I saw you have a real walk and relationship with him. And then through what God changed in your life so miraculously and called you into ministry. So before we got married, thank God, right before my 19th birthday, you and I went to a tent revival, and we got back, and I had remembered one time we were going somewhere else, and you said, "Boy, Betty, Jesus is as real to me as you are sitting right here by me." It startled me. I thought, what does he mean? And God began to work on my heart. And then after we came back from that tent revival that night, you dropped me off. But before then, you told me really some more about that personal walk with him and acceptance of him. I went home and got by my bed, and I said, God, I couldn't sleep. I said, I don't know what's going on in my heart, but I know I want more. Went to church that next Sunday, sang in the choir as usual. You know the story, James, and walked down during the first start of the invitation and fell on my face and went to the pastor then. I said, I just got saved right over there. He said, what do you mean you just got saved? You're the best girl in our church. I said, don't tell me how good I am. I didn't know Jesus, and now I do. And then I began to see and know what you were talking about. And it makes such a difference. You can try and try and try to be good, but if you don't have him in your heart and you don't accept him, you'll never arrive to where you feel like you need to be in your walk with God. It makes a big difference.
I'm so grateful, Betty, that God put us together.
I am too.
Gave us beautiful children, gave us a daughter we never expected. That was a miracle baby, truly. And we had her for 40 years with her three beautiful children. And we lost her to a battle with cancer that she never believed she would lose. We didn't either. That's one of those things you don't understand, but God has to carry you through and people praying and loving us like so many of you have. Thank you. And the thing that God has continued to do with me and with Betty is show us a world in need and the world waiting for the family of God, the body of Christ, the church, to put his loving arms around them. And God has called us to take the gospel of the kingdom to the ends of the earth. We have an opportunity to do that. We started expanding the outreach years ago, and it's been amazing how so many people have stood with us. Betty, one of the things I'm doing right now, because a lot of the people that we know are our age or they're at least over 60, many of them have money in bank accounts and in insurance policies that are paid up that they're not expecting to collect. They don't need it. They're okay. But they've got a lot of money and could put it in good places to do the miracle kingdom work that God wants it to do. So I'm asking you to pray with us about establishing an endowment fund where out of that endowment fund you would draw off the interest. And Betty, we could literally, just in one endowment where people would put millions and millions of dollars in it, and it would stay there, but the interest off of it would literally fund nearly all the mission outreaches we're currently doing, and it would let us multiply many times over. Well, you pray about it. And I'm asking God, please, Lord, give us the ability to get your loving arms around more people all over the world. When I tell you that the stage is set for the greatest spiritual move and awakening in history, I'm not exaggerating. We're already seeing some miracles of God take place with leadership and decisions being made in this country of ours because of the prayers of God's people and the leadership of Christian leaders, pastors who came together to love one another, to help the church learn to love across denominational lines. And Betty, you saw these leaders come together and begin to impact our leaders. Until now, we have seen something happen that can give us a whole new day in our country. Father, I'm seeing the beginning of something great. And I'm asking you right now to raise up people who have sent us all over the world, who have helped missionaries go and not be empty-handed, to be able to feed the hungry, to be able to drill water wells for the thirsty, to be able to give a place to live for those who need to be rescued from sexual slavery and bondage. God, all that you've done through your people, I'm asking you at this moment to touch heart where people will say, I have the resources, I have the way, I can make that happen. God, please direct their steps, direct their gifts, and guide our steps as we take the gospel of the kingdom to every nation. In Jesus' name, I believe God is speaking to many of our viewers. We have gone all over the world, and we have seen the need and the pain, and we have seen the miracle that love does in people's lives, what it accomplishes. When you feed a hungry person, when you give a child a chance, you change a whole family. You change a village. You change a community. You change countries. Please, pray about being a part of this outreach that will take us to the ends of the earth. You know, Betty, there's a river flowing. That's the river of life. And we have an opportunity to direct where that river flows in the neediest areas, the drought-stricken areas, the desert lands that can become an oasis. We together, as God's people, and with the support of God's people, there is not one thing we can't accomplish with his help through yielded vessels. That's what we the people are supposed to be. Jesus prayed for a family that would love the Father, that would be sanctified by truth, all of this in John 17, sanctified by truth, meaning transformed and shaped by the Word of God. But then he went on into what I think is the most important aspect. He prayed for us to be one, as he and the Father are one. And he prayed for the people to come together who knew him and to become the family that loved each other so much that you could see their Father, his Father, the Father, in their lives and know that they are, in fact, his disciples because of their love for one another. Maybe that's the supernatural unity Jesus prayed for. It's the supernatural unity you and I have witnessed in many places now around the world and beginning to witness it more and more here. That is major to Jesus. Let's be one. Would you pray about joining with us in a spirit of oneness as the family of God? And would you help put the arms of God around the world that he gave his Son to redeem? Please do that. Go to God right now in prayer. Ask him what he wants you to do. Would you do that? You know, Betty, one of the beautiful things that God gave me that I shared years ago with our viewers, you may or may not remember it, but the Lord let me see the beautiful production of property in Arizona, in Phoenix, because I held crusades that broke attendance records and thousands were saved. The two biggest churches there, North Phoenix and First Assembly, they baptized hundreds of people out of the crusades that I did there. And I dedicated both of those churches when their new buildings were built. But I watched Phoenix. It wasn't even 1 million people. All the ranch land and all the developments that's exploded, it hadn't happened. And when I went back in the last years, I began to see where they had turned a desert into an oasis of beautiful homes, of resorts and golf courses and great places to work. And I'm telling you, it was beautiful. It was a miracle. And I saw what happened. The power of the Colorado River was dammed. They created a dam that they could control the river and release it to feed its normal path and tributaries, but they could also so control it and so release it and establish new tributaries that could take the power of that river out into a dry and barren desert and turn it into the most magnificent oasis you can see on the planet. And God said to me, James, the river of life is flowing freely. And I've given my people the love, the compassion, and the wisdom to see the dry land, to see the potential of that barren desert, and to direct the river of life to that area and bring forth indescribable beauty and fruit. You can send it to the greatest areas of productivity for farming, for development, agriculture. You can direct it for so many meaningful purposes. I want my family, and Betty, this is where I started praying with you, started praying with my staff, started praying with every preacher I knew that wanted God's will to be done on his earth. And since he told us to pray, because the kingdom has come, now pray, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's not a foolish prayer. It can happen. And I began to go and ask them to pray, and they began to pray. We have seen with our own eyes that we can redirect that river to areas of tremendous need. We can direct the river of God's love and God's life and God's kingdom purpose all over the world. We literally can. We have that ability. We see the river. We see the source. We see its potential power. We can control it. We can release it under divine and wise direction, and we can send it in tributaries to all the areas that will receive and be bountifully blessed, will be transformed by the river that's flowing in that barren desert. The productivity of the crops and the farms and the ranches and all that can be done, that's what we are to do. God has put it in my heart. help redirect with wisdom through the leadership in my family, the church, the river of life into all the areas of need all over the world. We have seen what His love can do in the most impossible situations. Now, here's what I want you to keep in mind. We know the river is there. We know the river has power and potential. We know it's a river of life. We know there is a river that flows kingdom life everywhere. So His will can be accomplished everywhere the tributaries deliver the river. If we would come together right now, the stage is set to see the greatest move of God and spiritual awakening in the history of the world. Would you help? There's indescribable opportunities. The potential defies imagination, but it's real. Father, I've seen what the river does. I've seen what Your love and Your life does. Let us flow it freely. Amen. To all the barren deserts, to all the needy areas, for Your glory and Your kingdom purpose, in Jesus' name. Would you like to help us? I want you to listen to Peter Bertoris, his son Isaac. Listen to what he says and know that the needs he's pointing at, we can meet all of them together all over the world and make a kingdom impact. Watch closely.
I'm here with a lady called Dominga. She's had two children, Franzinho and Moses. She's been sharing her story with us, and what you see is a mother with no hope, with lots of pain, broken because Moses is no longer with her.
Eu tinha pouco de peso. Foi a diarreia, voltou mais atrás. Chegamos em casa. Vitória se acabou.
She did all she could for Moses. Moses didn't die because Dominguez didn't do enough, didn't love enough, didn't care enough. She represents what so many mothers all over this continent represent, mothers who literally will do anything for their children. You know, my dad used to have a statement. He would say, "Are you man enough to be an African woman? Are you prepared to do what these mothers would do?" She lost a child because there was nothing more she could do. Absolutely nothing more. And that's why she is the broken woman that she is. But it's also why she shares the fear around her remaining child. I'm scared that he's gonna die too. I've seen the pain inside of this woman. I see the desperation and I see the fact that she has no hope. I hope you'll respond and say, "Yes, I'll do whatever I can do. Without you, it is impossible for me to leave here," and give her a promise that her child won't suffer the fate that Moses did. We can't solve her broken heart for the loss of Moses, but we can restore hope, joy, and life.
Boy, that's beautiful, Betty. I want to see that scene holding a baby that's been saved.
Yeah.
A million times I want to see it. And we've seen it that many times because of the gifts that people who are watching like you have given. Betty, didn't you find it easy to love that mother and care and also love that little baby she's holding on to? What was going on in your heart?
I hope I can express it well enough. I do know the pain that mother feels. We lost our daughter, our baby girl, 12 years ago. And the pain is still there, but also the love of Jesus fills me with such peace and joy walking past that pain. And I know that you all feel that pain too. You don't have to lose a loved one to know that pain. You can sense the pain of that mother's heart. You can see it in her face. You can see it through her tears. She's sharing tears of loss. Join with us and let's pick that mother's heart up. She's got another child left. She wants to keep him. Let's help her hang on to her other child and the many others that are suffering like this, the mothers and their children. Please join with us. Let's get the food to them that they need.
Thank you, honey. You know, when we told you about our daughter and we asked you to pray for her fighting for her life with cancer, there's not a doubt in my mind that hundreds of you, if you knew you had the perfect cure, you would have driven all the way across the country to come to our house and say, Betty, mm-hmm. James, here, this would make your daughter perfectly well. Yes, you would. Well, we know for these starving little ones, it's food and nourishment. It's the perfect cure for those who have contaminated water or no water. It's fresh, clean water. You can give it, and you do. Would you please today? Some of you will be the first gift. Please don't let it be the last. But would you give $30, $50, or $100 to feed 3, 5, or 10 children? Could you possibly give $1,000? I'm looking here at the line of Judah and the cross that is the power of the line of Judah and all the power of life and salvation. We send that to those of you who will give $1,000 or more. I'm praying there are people who will give tens of thousands. Would you right now make the greatest gift you can this last week? Some of you have never given. Would you give life right now? Go get your bike card. Make the best gift you can, okay? If you make a check, make it to life. But call us. Please. Please do it. Do it now.
Right now, across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. With food reserves gone and many areas experiencing severe famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you Natural Remedies. This beautifully illustrated book explores ancient nutrition and the health benefits found in God's creation to help you live your best life. With your gift of $100 or more, please request your Health and Wellness Bundle. This 3-book set includes natural remedies as well as essential fasting, a simple eating strategy to accelerate weight loss, crush cravings, and reverse aging, and the probiotic diet that gives effective strategies to improve digestion, boost brain health, and supercharge your immune system. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more, which will help feed 100 children. And you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah. This is the last week. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Hi, I'm Jordan Rubin, and for over 2 decades, my wife Nikki and I have been supporting the Ministries of Life. With any gift to Mission Feeding, you will transform the lives of 350,000 children in Africa by giving them nutritious food and a hope for the future. With your gift, you'll receive a powerful wellness bundle, which can bring the power of health and nutrition into your own home. Transform the lives of thousands and your own family. Do it today.
As we've traveled around these communities here in southern Angola, family after family have told us how they're experiencing the worst drought they've ever seen. Statistically, it's the worst drought in over 40 years. Families tell us of how their crops have failed, of how they are running out of food. And you can literally see, when you look at these crops, you can see why these crops have failed. There's no life in here. There's no way that these crops can produce any food. The soil is literally just dry. No life in it at all. Failed crops, though, mean failed lives. And as there's no life left in the soil, if we're not able to respond here soon, this drought will not just steal the life in the soil, but the life in the communities. There's nothing to sustain these families unless we're able to help them. That's the reality in these parts of southern Africa right now. We cannot bring an end to this crisis. We cannot save the lives we need to save without you. We need you to open your hearts today, please, and to say yes, to respond yes. I will provide the resources needed. I will make it possible for you to express God's heart and to extend His hands by extending food to these families, food to the mothers and the children here in Angola to save those precious little children's lives. So please, I'm asking you to dial that number on your screen or to get online and to give the very best gift that you can give today, to give the gift of life by giving the gift of food.
You know, we've laid a lot of things before you today, but nothing more important than life. Please give the best gift you can, because you're giving the greatest gift. You're giving life. And they will know where the life of God put that love in you. And that's Jesus. And they will meet Jesus. Thank you for supporting what we do. Now, please remember, this is the last week for Mission Feeding Now. And we really do need a huge response. We love you. We thank God for you. Thanks for watching Life Today. Thanks for sharing Life Today.
For over 60 years, Life Outreach International has shared the transforming truth of God's love in both word and deed. We are forever grateful to everyone who has joined us in our mission of providing water to the thirsty, food to the hungry, shelter to the orphan, and meeting the various needs of those who are struggling. Our ministry to the lost and hurting is only made possible because of the prayers and generous gifts of our friends and partners who provide consistent, faithful support. Become a Friend for Life partner with your recurring financial gifts. We'll send you our monthly newsletter, along with encouraging spiritual resources to uplift and inspire you in your daily Christian walk. Best of all, you'll be blessed to know that your ongoing gift is helping make possible the outreaches of life. Call now or go online to become a Friend for Life. Your monthly support will help us continue to bring God's love, hope, and healing to a world in need. One life at a time. Please. Call now.
Through Life Planning Services, we offer estate planning and giving solutions that provide tax advantages, income, and the satisfaction of supporting a cause close to your heart. Call or visit Life Planning Services today.
And so I ultimately was able to get on a path to natural healing, but it took me a long time to find the answer, and thank God it was found in Him.
Tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.